How do you find yourself? We will spend a lifetime wondering why we had just said what we said. We will spend a lifetime wondering why we acted the way we just acted, when we realize we didn't want to. We will spend a lifetime trying to figure out me, the you, the real you. We look at life, and what do we see? We see evil all around. We say the right things sometimes. We say the wrong things most of the time. But the godly thing is what God is looking for us to focus on. He said, I place myself in your life. The scripture I'm going to read today is a scripture that King David truly loved. Let's put it this way. It's a scripture that King David truly lived. It is a powerful word from God to explain to you and me exactly what he thinks about me. The me that's sitting there. That you. What does God say? Now, people are always ready and willing to tell you what they think about you. They're always ready and willing to give you advice. But my friends, the real truth that you're looking for, you will not find even in the heart of your best friend. Because they don't know how to tell you what you need to do to find you. You see, it's all found right here in this book. It's called the Holy Bible. The real you map for your life is the Word of God. Now, I have placed at the entrances back here the Gospel of John. That's where I always want folk to start. I tell you that every Sunday. You got the book. Men, it's thin. Yep. Not that many words in it. And they're big words, as big as I could get in that particular print. But it's the gospel. The gospel according to John. The gospel of Jesus Christ given to John the beloved. And God says, I want you to look to my word, and when you look to my word, you will see the real you. You're in God's word. And that is so awesome, to be in God's word. But you know what's so powerful about that? Not only am I in God's word, God is in me. And God said, I will give you strength. I will give you courage. I will give you the boldness. I will give you the wisdom of the day. God says, you might not know where you are, but I have never lost touch with you. I know you. I see you. But you know what? He said, I believe in you. I know what I have for you. And I know what is in you that you need to be giving out to others. Do we not see and feel the power of our only begotten Savior? I got one God. I know his son. That's God incarnate. God came down And not only did he just come down to complete the wholeness of the real me and the real you, he came to give his life on a cross for whosoever will, let him come. And he means it. He said, not only do I want to find you, I want to show you you. I want to be the reflection for you. Listen to me. The greatest mirror for your life you will ever look in is to the Word of Christ, to the body of Jesus, to a holy God that he says, this is what I've done for you. I want you to see you the way I see you. Now, you all can fuss at yourself all you want. You can moan and groan because you should have done something, you didn't do it. And what you wanted to do, you didn't do, and you did just the complete opposite. You can do all of that you want to. All it is taking up time, your time. Because that valuable time that Christ has given each one of us is a time for us to make a difference. To make a difference in the life of our fellow man. For us to be able to show Jesus to others. To show Jesus by expressing his love and his truth in our actions. A tear that's shed for the broken is a tear that's bottled by God. You'll see it later. It's a tear of the heart to where we truly know that Christ is in control. All the times that you go through the heartache and pain of life, do you know why you're in it? You're on a journey looking for you. You're trying to find out where you are. And Jesus is crying out, look to me. I'll show you you, and I'll give you the rest that you need for you. Psalm 139, verse 13 through 18. Listen well. You made all the delicate inner parts of my body, and you knit me together in my mother's womb. That's personal. That's a forming. God's watching. God is developing. God is looking at you. You want to find you? God knows where you are. God said, I've made all. Thank you. Listen to the psalmist. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. You don't think you're complex? Just ask the one that loves you. You're complex, folks. They can't figure you out. You know how I know that? You can't figure you out. We are complex. We are a creation of the Almighty God. And God had formed us to love. You know how much he loves us? Now I want you to think of it this way. God said, I want you to know you. So therefore, I'm going to create you. But before I create you, you see all the chaos, all the non-existence that is existing? Boy, that's deep. The chaos, God looked in and he started forming all that exists. And God created the heavens, and God created the earth. God created dirt. because he knew that you and I were going to be created from it. So nothing is in existence, but he has you on his mind. God had you as an individual on his mind. And because of that, he began to form all that exists. And he creates all the heavens, all the planets, all the earth before he formed us, man. He had the table set. All the garden was beautiful. Everything was perfect. And God decided, I shall create man from the dust of the earth. Because he wanted to love us and express his love. So he created everything that exists. He did it for me and for you. Do you not see the importance of who you are? God already knows where you are. You've already been found by God. He sent his son to put a seal upon you, a bloody seal. He wanted you to understand that he is going to give to you a seal of his love, his only begotten son. And that seal was going to bind you through eternity in his love. You're not lost from God. You're lost from yourself because you don't recognize God in your life. You do not recognize the peace he wants to give you. Oh, our traditions have pulled us away from the love of God. Don't worship a tradition. Worship a Savior. Amen. That has given you the breath in your life. Worship the Lord who has guaranteed your eternal life. And he guaranteed it because he loves you. What a table to set for each one of us. Eternal existence. Everything that's made was made by God for you. Here, says God, is the world and all that is in it. Here is the universes and all that are in them. And I shall continue to create faster than the speed of light, for I'm going to give to my children eternal life and glory and all the worlds you'll ever want. I know you. I see you. I feel you. I hurt for you. I bled for you. Amen. That's love. That's love. And we worry about a little good feeling here on earth. We worry about a thrill for the moment. When our God has offered to us the joy throughout eternity. I take the joy. I take the pain here. Pain. You better pour it on me. You pour it on Larry Vance. Because I got news for you. Ain't going to be any soon. I love you, says God. I love you so much. I'm looking to your heart. I'm looking to your joy. I'm looking to your family. And I'm giving my son that you won't have to give yours. Whew. That's love, isn't it?
Amen.
Yeah, I got a soft heart. But I got a powerful heart. I got a heart that God has given me that is so much room in it for the love of my fellow man. I get excited gosh, I got a big family in heaven. You and I need to see the joy in our suffering. We need to understand that that pain that we're going through right now is only for a moment. But what about the other kind of hurt? What about the hurt of the heart, the brokenness of the spirit? Oh, the mind that we watch leave the ones we love so dear. What about that? God watches. He sees. And he says, don't worry. They're with me. The God who loved us so much to create all that exists is just created for you and me. Do you realize that? Everything that exists existed because he knew he was going to create us. And he said, I'm going to give it to you. It's my gift. And don't you worry about me running out of gifts for you. I won't. For universes are created continually faster than the speed of light. I'll always have a place to live. I'll always have a mansion. Because you see, you and I live in the heart of God. And his heart was given to his son, who promised never to leave me nor forsake me. That's personal. But he says, I give myself to all. Our God's a big God. Our God's the all-powerful. Our God is the only God who can create and the only God who can keep his creation. And he says, I love you more than anything that I've created. I love you most. I give you all these things. But I give you a gift that no other thing has received. Listen to me. I give you the gift of being able to give love back to me. But Lord, how do I express my love? Love one another. When they hurt, you hurt. Be a part of them. Try to put them together again by speaking the words from me. Tell them the truth, Larry. I love you. Do we not understand that power of love? A gift of love. That strength. Oh, love will glue you together. It's a powerful glue. Because love comes from the blood that was shed for me and you. Tell the world. Sing praises to the world. Let them know the God of all creation created all that's created just for you. You gonna look for you? Look no further than the Word of God. Thank you for making me so wonderfully complex. All your workmanship is marvelous. How well I know it. You watched me as I was being formed in utter seclusion. I was woven together in the dark of the womb. You saw me before I was born. Do you see how personal this is? Do you understand that God knows where you are? You saw me before I was born. Now listen to me, people. listen well, every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. You looking for the real me? The real me was found and is in the arms of God. My Savior, he didn't stay on that cross. He came off that cross. Because you see, he is God incarnate. The one who saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in his book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. And Jesus knew I needed him. Jesus knew you needed him. So therefore, he came off the tree. Yeah, he did. But there was an enemy left. That enemy, Brother Randy, was death. Was the grave. Oh, how the sting of death. Jesus had just conquered. Sin and paid the debt for your sin and my sin. There's only one that remained that had the power. That was death. What, do we not still die? Excuse me. No, you don't still die. You don't die. Now you'll pass over, you'll pass on, and the reason you do is because this body cannot inherit the kingdom of God. It's made for you. And this body is only a vehicle for you to use while on planet Earth. When you get ready to go on home, when you get ready to see God face to face, you don't need this body anymore. Go ahead and leave it back in the dirt of the earth from whence it was originated. And God said, I love you. I know where you are. I know what you will be. I know when you will be born. I know the name you will have. And I know the time that I've set aside for you to be on planet Earth. And then he said, I promise you. You won't have to be there not 1 second longer. For I will accomplish my will through you. Oh, you looking for the real me? The real me isn't lost. That's a lie from Satan. The real you is known by God. And when you're known by God, by the power of God, you will stand. But he says the time's coming. So use your time well. Do we not catch that? You don't have time to mess around. You come to earth, you live your life, you have your family, you raise your kids, you do what is right. You follow the steps God gives you. You know what I see the time period after that? As we watch our children have their own families, watch them raise their own families, what do? Grandparents? We prepare those that are before us the same way we did our own children, or better. Meaning, God says, fine, I've given you this. I have lived my life, people. I am blessed mightily in my life with my family. Now, I got a job to do, God says. I'll bring you on home, Larry. But you tell a special story before you come. You make sure that everybody understands that they are loved by me. And their past is their past. But I am their future as I have always been. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. Now I want you to see that scripture. Look at it. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God. God's thinking about you. Do you get that? God's thinking about you. The you you're looking for. God's thinking about you. He knows where you are. Your problem is you just don't know where you are. All you need to do is cry out. What mama will not reach down to their child when that child cries out and says, Mama, Mama, will you storm hell to grab a hold of that child? That's your baby. That's your love. But you are God's baby. You are His love. So much that He watched His son give it all. But it wasn't over. He did come off the cross. He went in the tomb because he had to conquer. Whew. For you, because he knows your name. He knows your name. He knows your DNA. Yep. He's the one who built your DNA. Yep. You ain't lost. You've been found. Jesus conquered for you. But he went to that tomb to finish up. He even did a little cleaning around in hell while he was there. He went in that tomb to finish it up. And he came forth triumphant. That sounds like Easter, Brother Randy. Coming up this morning, it's already here in this message. And he came forth from that tomb. He conquered the grave. When he got through, he had conquered everything that needed to be conquered for you, for me. Father, I did it. But don't you understand? He did it for you and me, for our family, so that we could see. And not only could we find ourselves, we could know ourselves. Know who you are in Christ. I'm saved. I mess up. I mess up. Sometimes I might say something I wished I hadn't said. Sometimes I've been known to get gruff and rough. Yeah. And Jesus calms me down. Sometimes he sets me down. And goes to a good song. Have a little talk with Jesus. Those Jesus come to meeting moves that he makes in your life. Where you meet with Jesus face to face. You looking for you? Jesus setting you down, talking to you. That's you. Oh, by the way, you're the one with the flaws, not him. Amen. So he looks at your heart. You know what he sees? All that scripture I just read to you. He watched you being formed. It was him who was watching that mind be put together. It was Jesus who knew how many chips I'd have missing. But he blessed my life anyway. Oh, that makes you personal, Larry. Lord, a couple of them burn out. Yeah, there'll be more that will burn out. But I know you. I see you. I love you. Oh, to know that I am loved by the Creator of all. Folks, that's power. But to know that my job is to express that love, not judgment. I am to express that love to you. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him would never perish but have everlasting life. What a message. Why would we not share it? The judgment? Your actions will be your judge. The greatest action, let it be judged. I believe Jesus is the Son of God and who he claims to be. Therefore, at that statement, all guilt has gone, never to be brought up again. As far as the east is from the west, it moves apart. How precious are your thoughts about me, O God? They cannot be numbered. It's a lot of thinking about you God's doing. I can't even count them. They outnumber the grains of sand. And when I wake up, you're still with me. You looking for you? Look for God. Look for God. Take out his word. Read it. Study it. Don't go through motions. Motions aren't going to get you anywhere. Go through a commitment. Jesus made a commitment to you and said, whosoever will, let him come. When you come, keep that commitment strong in your heart. Because Jesus loves you. You don't have to look for the real me any longer. Right there you are. And right here in that heart of yours is where God is. His Son is the one that calls your name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, for your love. Oh, Father, we thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you, Father, for always knowing where we are and continuing to love us despite our actions. I ask now, Father, for your mercy to come upon each one. Let your peace surpass all understanding, for we ask in Jesus' name, amen.